Sure, thanks so much. I suppose, look, first of all, it's I'm usually honoured and privileged for both myself and my family to receive the award, you know. So I think you just have to look back at other participants. I think, for example, Shane O'Neill, our inter-county colleague, he received it. So, look, it just shows how important and, you know, big that award is. So I'm just delighted to get it, thank God.
And it was a nice afternoon as well to see all your family coming in as well, and a couple of your teammates, Pat Cronin was there too, Jimmy arrived in to see you get the award too, and club members.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think it was important for my club there to be there as well. I know I received the award due to my inter-county progress, but I think it was more important that my club were there, because that's where you start off, and if it wasn't for my club, really, to be honest, I wouldn't be accepting an award up in the International Hotel. So look, I'm usually grateful on that behalf, but also you have to remember where you come from as well, so it's important.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk about exactly why you get the award, based on the progress, I suppose, of your senior debut and all that. A hugely successful league campaign for you, a couple of great performances, and then came the senior debut against Waterford. Bring us back to that and getting that debut.
Yeah, I suppose, look, got a couple of games in the league. I think my first game was against Limerick, and it was mixing and matching between the 21 football and the seniors, and to be fair to Jimmy and the under-21s, they were very accommodating. I think I only played about maybe 3 or 4 league games, but look, thankfully I took my opportunity and look, things went my way. But then Championship, lucky enough I got the call and got the starting number. But look, I think Pat Cronin said it to me there after Munster final, how lucky I was to get into the position I was, seeing that there were a lot of fellas like himself and Shane O'Neill and a couple of more have been knocking on the door for silverware for the last couple of years. So look, I'm usually grateful on that behalf for my first year involved as well on the senior squad. So, but look, it was a dream start, really, to be honest.
Yeah. Before we get to the Munster medal, though, tell us, like, because there'll be young hurlers out there, young Camogie players, people who aspire to wear the Cork jersey. When Jimmy Barry Murphy, you knew you were getting the start. Was it a case of getting a call off Jimmy to say, look, we're going to give you the start now, how do you feel about it? Or is it the same as sitting among all the lads and just getting the team being named?
You know, it's just sitting among everyone. You know, I think if you just look at the strength and depth of the squad, you know, everyone's pushing each other for places and competition is fairly high in the squad. So, like I said, luckily enough, I got my spot, but I knew myself there was a lot of fellas on the panel as well that could be in the same situation as I was. And look, thankfully I got the nod, so things went my way, but look.
And they really went your way on the day, man of the match performance too.
Yeah, you know, I think you need a bit of luck as well in on that side of things, but look, thankfully it went all right and I was delighted with it.
Yeah, and you got a second crack again at Waterford then, obviously, after that draw. Overcame the All-Ireland champions and overcame Limerick to get the Munster honours. It was an unbelievable Munster championship.
Yeah, definitely. I think if you just saw after the Munster final and the scenes on the field after, it just shows what it meant to both the fans and the players. You know, I think it was 6 or 8 years when Cork won a Munster final last. So in that respect, it was usually important. And, you know, like I said, it was great to get the win against Limerick, but it was usually a competitive game. And look, unfortunately, we fell short then against Tipperary in the semi-final. So, look, things happen, but hopefully we can rebuild now for next year.
Yeah, as one of the younger players in the squad, you saw the highs so early in your career, the highs of the Munster success and the lows of the Tipperary defeat.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think we went from being in a high in the Munster final to really rock bottom, getting beaten by Tipperary, you know. So, look, that's important for me, especially at such a young age, you know, to experience the wins and the losses, especially, you know. And, like, you're not always going to be in a high, and that was certainly a low point in my career, getting beaten by Tipperary, seeing that it was only my first year involved. But, like people say, you're going to have some more bad days than good days.
That's unfortunately the cruelty of sport. But we'll say you are one of the points in this Cork team, and when you look at Cork hurling and assess 2014, you're one of the positives to take out of it as a breakthrough year. You must be hugely pleased with the year on a whole. Even, you know, this award recognises your underage success at the football as well, and the college hurling didn't go too bad either.
No, definitely. I think, look, if you just look at Seamus Harnedy, he kind of broke into the Cork senior Ireland team as well. Not that he played minor or Cork under 21 or anything like that, because UCC, and that's where he found his platform. So, look, I'm usually lucky in that sense. Playing football and hurling at under 21 is tough, but once you get into college, you kind of, playing inter-county hurling is exactly the same as playing Fitzgibbon. So, look, people use that as a platform, and that definitely helped me to an extent.
Yeah, it's been well talked about that it's been such a good platform for the Cork seniors. And do you think, for yourself as well, and helping your league performances and impressing Jimmy and the lads too, that came down to that Fitzgibbon experience?
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, they're playing Fitzgibbon hurling is like playing inter-county hurling, or coming up against inter-county players and third level, so that's usually important as well. And every day you go out, you're trying to improve yourself and better yourself as a player, and that's certainly the case in playing hurling with UCC.
And that's probably a very busy time of the year for you, most of all, back at college time.
Yeah, I think last year was fairly difficult, kind of juggling the senior hurling and a new 21 football thrown in, and new Fitzgibbon thrown in as well. But this year I know it's going to be completely different, that under 21 is finished, so all I have to focus on really is UCC and the seniors then. So look, I suppose it's kind of, it's good to be involved with a lot of teams, but then reality hits home then when you're out of 21, you kind of feel a bit old.
It's all a new challenge, and with it might come the aspiration to wear the Cork senior jersey when it comes to the big ball too.
Ah, yeah, you know, like I said, I'm only 21 at the moment. You know, I think in one way, Cork, they have a lot of dual players. I don't know what it is about, but look, it's a good thing, I suppose. But look, we'll see what happens. It's a long winter there ahead, and we'll see what happens.
But you would aspire someday, you know, schedules willing and managers willing, everybody willing to play football at the highest level too.
Yeah, I think, look, any young fellow my age, 21 years of age, would give his right hand to be involved with one team, don't mind two, you know. So I'm usually grateful and happy after I'm good enough to play both at under 21 level. So look, hurling came my way this way, and I kind of focused on that, and that was just the way it was, really, to be honest. So look, I suppose playing in county hurling and football at any level is important, but like I said, we'll see what happens over the winter.
I know your brother Owen would have done a few interviews last week there. I saw it in the papers, talking about the dual player and the debate that's around it. How do you feel about it yourself?
Yeah, I think it's kind of an issue that's arising in Cork at the moment a lot. You know, I think if someone's good enough to play board and they're willing enough to put in the commitment and determination to play board, I think they really should be allowed to play it. But at the end of the day, it's not really up to the player, it's up to the management. So on that behalf, it's kind of out of the player's hands. But I think if you want to play hurling and board hurling and football at the highest level and they're willing to give the commitment, you really should be allowed.
Your role of honour in terms of the hurling success this year now, the Munster medal, the underage football and the whole lot, a lot of that comes back, I'm sure, to the club and the fact that it's Douglas is such a strong dual club.
Yeah, definitely. I think kind of trying to balance hurling and football in the club is very difficult, and you know, especially at senior level. And you know, I think underage, we're having good underage success at the moment in Douglas, so hopefully that can carry through to the seniors at some stage.
Alan, who would you say has influenced your hurling and football career down through the years?
I suppose playing hurling at the moment, and when I was growing up, I suppose you had to look at the likes of Ben O'Connor and Joe Dean to inspire you to put on the Cork jersey. But I suppose I'd be usually grateful for the likes of, say, Owen, my brother, and Sean Ogan, Donlough Cusack as well, because growing up they used to go to ball alley sessions, and thankfully they let me fall in even though I wasn't at the same level as they were. But that also improved me as a player. So look, I suppose I have to look back on those things, and I can't really forget them, so I'm usually grateful on that behalf.
It's special too that you get to play alongside your brother too, Owen.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think growing up there, and you'd be sitting in a stand in Torres or Crow Park and you see him out in the field, and you'd be thinking, will you ever get a chance to play with him? And look, thankfully it fell my way this year, and you know, it's nice to, for both my parents as well, to look down and see two of us playing. So look, it's a good thing to have. So
what about the family rivalry, and you know, maybe for a while being known as, oh, look at this lad coming in now, this is Owen Cadigan's younger brother, now you're there in the team in your own right and the whole lot?
Yeah, I suppose, look, if you look at it, you can look at it two ways. You can look at it the way that there's going to be extra pressure on you growing up, and you might say that you need to succeed and get to the highest level that he did. Or you can look at it the way that he's there for you and he's there to guide you and, you know, make you become a better player. So, to be honest, I look at it the second way, that he's there right beside me and he can guide me in the right direction and improve me as a player. So, look, you can look at it two ways, but it's the way I look at it is important.
You mentioned Ben O'Connor there as a player that you would have looked up to when you were younger. How do you feel about being a hero in maybe young Cork GAA fans' eyes?
I don't know about that. No, I think I have a lot to prove at the moment. You know, I think it's only my first year involved in hurling. So, like I said, look, I have a long way to go to get to the likes where Ben O'Connor was. So, but look, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, and but you're tipped as one of the, you know, you'll be a nomination for Young Hurler of the Year and things like that. Does that weigh in your mind, those sorts of pressures when they're discussed?
No, I think you just have to put those out of the mind when you're out there playing, you know, especially when you're playing in a big game in Crow Park or in Turles or anywhere like that, or down in Cork, especially, you know, you're out there to win, and even if you don't score, or even if you don't contribute as much as you like to, it's all about putting in a shift and make sure that the team betters themselves, and you get the win. So you have to put all those things aside and kind of get the victory.
Mm. Now, unfortunately, the Cork Senior Hurlers year ended at the semi-final stage, as we've discussed, but you returned to club action with the footballers last week and unfortunately defeat, and it's returned now to the senior hurlers this weekend taking on Middleton in a big game.
yeah, like I said, it's very difficult to balance both codes in the club, you know, trying to mix and match every week between hurling and football. And look, I'm not really there most of the time, unfortunately, because the intercounty takes over. But when I am there, I can see how players get frustrated if they play a championship game in May and they mightn't be out then again till August, which was the case last week in the football. And look, our focus turns to Middleton now on Sunday, which will be another huge game. And look, Middleton are a great side, so look, we'll be hoping to try to get the victory, but we're under no illusions how big of a task it will be.
Yeah, it's I'm sure for a player when a season ends with defeat with the intercounty scene, though, it's great to get back with the club lads.
Oh yeah, definitely. Do you know, I think if you just look at other players as well in from the Cork team, that they could be knocked out of the championship and they could be kicking themselves and they have a long winter ahead of themselves. But look, it's important to go back to the club once you get beaten in the intercounty scene, and it's good to get back where you start and the friends that you make and stay in the championship as long as possible.
Now, while things are quite enough on the playing front, you're heading back to college soon enough, student at UCC as you mentioned.
Yeah, back to college now in about a week's time, so back into the final year, so trying to pass the exams for one more year, so we'll see what happens. So hopefully it'll go my way.
Good stuff. And what does Alan Cadogan do in his spare time, or even what are your sporting interests outside of playing?
Oh, it's just relaxing, really, to be honest. And trying to get away from the hurling and football is tough enough because you're mixing between the club and intercounty and the college as well. But when you do get a free time, go to the cinema or just relaxing.
So, do you support any Premiership side or anything like that?
No, not really. I wouldn't be mad into the soccer, to be honest. I'd be more rugby fan, you know. So I follow a bit of Munster rugby, but nothing over the top.
Good stuff. And as regards the football this weekend, we have two big massive games. I might get your thoughts on them. Kerry and Mayo on the replay this Saturday. Did you see the match last week?
I saw bits of it because we had club championship.
Yeah,
from what I saw and what I heard as well, that it was a fierce, intense game. Mm. And I think either team could have won it at the end. I think Kerry could have won it easily. There were 4 points up, and then Mayo came back, and John Mayo were a point up. So I think, look, it's all to play for really on Saturday. So look, I'd say it'd only be a kick of a ball in it.
Yeah, and then Dublin and Donegal on Sunday. Most people, they either love or hate the thought of this game because it's just going to come down to maybe is it going to be Donegal shutting up shop and the tactical battle it could be?
Yeah, I'd say there'll be a lot of tactics played now on Sunday in that game, you know, but it's hard to know. Dublin. Look, Dublin are reigning All-Ireland champions, and to be honest, they're probably miles ahead of everyone at the moment if you have to put things into perspective. But look, Donegal, they underline the tactics of the game, and so again, I'd say it'll only be another kick of a ball in it.
Is it difficult for yourself as an inter-county player to watch the business end of the season when your county isn't involved in it, or can you put aside your own feelings and your own involvement and enjoy the matches as spectacles like everyone else?
I suppose, being honest, look, when you're looking on that, you wish you were there in the last week of September, or sorry, the first week of September. But I suppose, look, just that sport, that's life, unfortunately, you know, you win some and you lose some. But look, it'll be tough looking at the game now, the All-Ireland final against Tipping Kilkenny. But look, it's hard, but that's sport, unfortunately.
Do you mind me asking though, will you sit down to watch it, or will you go do something that day to get your mind off it?
No, I'd say, look, I'd probably sit down and watch it, to be honest. There are two great teams, Kilkenny, look, they're back there, and they're back in All-Ireland final where they want to be, and Tipperary trying to gain revenge from 2012 from that hammering they got from Kilkenny. But no, definitely I'd say it'll be a very intriguing game, and look, we'll see what happens, and I'll definitely be watching it.
Finally, Alan, just to finish on, you know, a note looking towards the future for you as such a young player in the Cork senior team, All-Ireland glory will be the ultimate aspiration for you. That's the ultimate goal as a Cork senior hurler.
Yeah, definitely. I suppose, look, if you ask any intercounty player at the start of the season, you say what your goal is, their main goal is to go out and win an All-Ireland, and they'd be lying if they said they didn't, you know. But look, it was very hugely disappointing getting beaten by Tipperary 2 weeks ago. Look, but you have to take the positive out of it. We won a Munster title after 6 or 8 years, and you know, we're going to build now for the future and just take from there, and hopefully that we can go a step further now next year.
Absolutely. Pleasure speaking to you.
Perfect. Cheers. Thanks very much.